By noon most days, the kitchen of the XYZ Senior Center in Nome is bustling as employees prepare food for the several dozen residents and visitors that arrive for lunch. Fresh vegetables were the center of one recent meal, a menu of veggie frittata, hash browns, and pumpkin bread. And there's more, says XYZ Center Director Sarah Hunsinger. Much more. Crates of fresh produce line a walk-in storage room behind the kitchen, and listening to Sarah, one could easily mistake the bounty of vegetables for a more literal treasure.
Well, over here we have radishes, and we're looking at just not only large carrots, but nice bright orange, juicy carrots. All of these have been just bursting with flavor, and I'm sure vitamins too. Just the way they taste, they're amazing.
In October, the XYZ Center received a grant to buy local produce for its elders, but like many places in Western Alaska, fresh fruit and vegetables are in short supply by the onset of fall. Enter Tim Myers, who owns Myers Farm in Bethel. Over the last 15 years, Tim has cultivated a commercial farming operation on the lower Kuskokwim, which now includes 15 acres of enclosed greenhouse space and an underground root cellar for winter storage. Tim says he's now able to grow and store more than he can bring to market. There's only one problem. Freight is expensive, and most customers can't afford the shipping cost for several hundred pounds of veggies. So when Sarah contacted Tim about produce for the XYZ Center, he told her he'd be happy to help, even throw in some extra veggies, as long as she could line up a cargo carrier. Sarah says additional assistance came in the form of Raven Airlines, who flew the whole order to Nome without charge. Laura Martin has been a cook in Nome for nearly 20 years. She now cooks for the XYZ Center and says the vegetables were a welcome addition to her kitchen.
Today we made hash browns with the fresh potatoes. Tomorrow we'll have carrot raisin salad. And then we're going to have stew or soap. We'll probably put some in that too. And I'd like to thank all those people who donate them.
That gratitude was echoed by many during the hash brown lunch. Native Yupik speaker Rose Adateyak came forward with her own message of thanks for Tim and the employees of Raven Airlines.
I thank you so very much for the vegetables that you sent. They are so delicious, and God will bless you.
Rose says the vegetables, for her, represent more than just a nutritious meal. They remind her of her home in St. Michael and the garden her mother had when she was little. For Sarah, the real joy is in seeing elders, who she views as part of her own family, remembered.
I do know they really appreciate not only the generosity within the community, but seeing that the community cares. Because sometimes you just have that sense that maybe you got forgotten, you don't hear from someone, or you don't get that letter in the mail. And so when you see the community do something simple like that, it just really, you see their little spirits liven up, and it's neat to see.
She says the remaining Myers Farm veggies will liven spirits and meals at XYZ for the next few weeks. In Nome, I'm Francesca Fenzi.